All right, we're recording. Thank you guys for joining us. We are here with Ballroom at its Best. The reason I wanted to speak with you guys is a lot of people, and I talked about this with Joyce, our event manager, a lot of people think of the Masonic Temple as a meeting place for Masons only, but also in Windsor, it's a community place, and it's a place where a lot of organizations and groups have called home through the years, including Ballroom at its Best. So I wanted to talk to you guys about that and your involvement with the temple and your program. So welcome. Thank you so much for coming out.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us. Yes, thank you.
I guess we're all kind of stuck inside, but still, thank you for joining me through the magic of the internet.
We're all glad, I think, we have the magic of the internet in this point in our lives.
That's for sure.
Tell me about yourselves. Tell me about Ballroom at its Best.
Okay, so
what it is.
Yeah, I mean, we're basically a dance school or a business that teaches ballroom dancing to all ages and all levels. So we teach at the Masonic Temple on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We teach group classes. We also teach private lessons. And then we teach adults and children. So like I said, we teach all ages and all levels, and the Masonic Temple is really perfect for us because it has a large wood floor, which is important for dancing, and for ballroom dancing, we really need the space, and in the Masonic Temple, there is a lot of space, which is great, and it even has kind of the feel of a dance studio. I mean, it really does. Like, it has a disco ball, so, you know, it's that perfect facility and a really good feel for us. So, yeah, we're really lucky that we're able to work out of the Masonic Temple. So like I said, we're really lucky.
And you guys have been there since 2005 or six, around that time. So about 15 years now.
One of those years, yep.
What's your schedule like in terms of the teaching for Ballroom at its Best? How often do you guys meet there?
So we generally meet there 2 to 3 days a week. As Claire mentioned, we usually teach there Tuesdays, Thursdays, but sometimes we often go there Fridays to train together. Even though Claire and I don't compete anymore, we recently retired, we still like to come together and practice and brush up on our skills so we can make sure that we, you know, keep in tip-top condition. And we also teach across in the States too, so that keeps us pretty busy.
Yeah, so primarily Tuesdays and Thursdays. But yeah, while we were competing, it was a great place for us. Well, I mean, like Richard said, it's still a great place to practice. But we're lucky we had a place where we really had the space. Because for our style that we compete in, space is really important.
Speaking of competitions, you guys sent me a few clips that are on YouTube, which I'll include in the description of this video. Some competitions you've taken part in, and also some events you've held at the Windsor Masonic Temple. So tell me about some of those, about some, you know, competitions that you've taken part in, some memories you have of that.
Yeah, so we represent Canada, obviously, and so we've traveled like around the world as far as, say, Australia and competed. We've traveled to Asia on a regular basis to do large competitions there. Majority of our competitions that we've competed in have been in Europe, England in particular. There's three large competitions that are run there per year, and they're like the creme de la creme of competitions. So if you want to be somebody in the ballroom dance world, they're like the competitions to go to. And so we've basically been competing together since 2003. So it's been almost 17 years of us competing together, representing Canada. So we've traveled pretty much all around the world to different places to compete and represent our country.
Yeah, so just this past August, we retired, so fairly recently. So yeah, while we were competing, we had to consistently travel for competitions and training. I also sent you the promo video that we used to advertise our showcases. So twice a year at the Masonic Temple, we run a showcase, a Christmas showcase and a spring showcase. And it's basically a party. And Richard and I perform, a lot of our students perform, we have social dancing for for everybody, for the, even for the, for like, for the general public. It's like a semi-formal event. So yeah, that's something the Masonic Temple has really worked out well for us too, is not only can we teach there, it's basically perfect for our showcases that we run.
And we are doing this interview through the internet because of current circumstances. And we talked a little bit before this about how Ballroom at its Best has adapted right now. While we're all waiting to go back to the Masonic Temple, I'm getting withdrawal symptoms from not being there.
Yeah, we all are, for sure.
But you guys are offering classes right now via Zoom, correct?
Yes, yep.
Yep.
So yeah, we're adapting as much as we can. So yeah, like obviously, you know, we're not teaching full on, but yeah, we are offering classes on Zoom for our beginner and social level dancers and for our advanced dancers, just to keep everyone dancing. And yeah, and like I said, just stay as connected as much as possible. So yeah, even if you haven't danced yet, you can even start now, even on Zoom. Yep.
and every now and then we're trying to offer one or two little taster classes. So, you know, as the weeks and months go on, we sometimes offer like one free class on Facebook Live. But we always make announcements, so you know, if people want to know what's happening, then generally they either sign up for our general newsletter, or they'll like us on Facebook or Instagram, and from there they can get our updates when we're offering these little like taster classes, and also just updates on our general classes as well.
So far we've done two lessons on Facebook Live, one in March, or I think they were both in March, and actually this coming Saturday, since we can't have our showcase at the Masonic Temple, we're going to have a online ball, we're calling it. So we're all going to get together on Zoom, and we're going to teach a little class and have as much of a party as we can. So yeah, we're trying to create different events, you know, and do the best we can with everything. So
that's awesome. I'm going to throw the contact information in the description for this video also. But if somebody wanted to get involved with Ballroom at its Best, either now or once classes resume at the Masonic Temple, what's the contact information? How would they go about doing so?
Yeah, definitely you can look at our website, which is www.ballroomatitsbest.com, A-T-I-T-S, best. And on there, you have our contact information. So the number on there is my cell phone. You can call or text that. On the website, you know, our email address. And then, yeah, if you want to kind of have a look at the different things we offer, we have a lot of different things on our Ballroom at its Best Facebook page, and we're on Instagram too. If you want to see a lot of, like lately we've been posting a lot of pictures and a lot of little promo videos, advertising everything. We're trying to keep our social media as interesting as possible. So yeah, definitely look on our website, ballroomatitsbest.com, and social media, we're there too.
So going back to the Masonic Temple, before you guys arrived and started using the Windsor Masonic Temple, had you been there before? Did you have any knowledge of it?
Or No, we didn't really know about the Masonic. I guess when I first moved over to Canada, after about a year of being there, we were trying to figure out, well, how do we make a source of income, but still allow us the freedom to travel and compete, because both of us wanted to compete as our full-time job, or be dancers as our full-time job. But working for someone would not allow us that freedom to be able to move. So we decided we wanted to teach in Windsor, and we were looking around at, you know, different halls, and Masonic Temple was the one that we were most impressed with, just because of the size and the wood floor, and also the availability during the week that they allowed us to use it during the week. And also, you know, the functionality of running parties as well. It was big enough to run a party too. So, you know, we saw it as quite a great opportunity to use that facility, and we've used it ever since. And it's been a great place for us to teach dancing out.
Yeah, it's a great fit for us.
And before, did you have any ideas about a Masonic Temple when you first heard the idea? Did you think it'd be an option, or was it surprising that it could be a viable place? A lot of people
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, I wasn't, I actually grew up in Leamington, and at that time,
we weren't aware of it.
We weren't even aware of the Masonic or maybe of the different halls. We literally found out, like, I think maybe even someone suggested, like, we were basically researching, you know, a hall with a wood floor somewhere. I know we were asking around. I can't remember exactly how it happened. Maybe someone suggested, oh, maybe Masonic Temple has a large wood floor. Maybe, I think someone may have just said that. So we just looked it up and we really became aware of Masonic then, you know, when we started researching and finding a place.
Have you had the chance to, I've seen you guys a few times downstairs and I'm coming to and from lodge meetings and stuff. I always wondered, though, have you guys had the chance to tour the building itself, like seeing the lodge rooms and
I've seen upstairs briefly. I haven't like gone up there too much, you know, because I haven't needed to. But I've seen a few of the rooms here and there. But
I have.
not particularly. We try and stay in our room and not
we don't want
intrude
to
in different rooms, you know.
We'll stay in the dance hall. We don't want to, you know, like I said, disturb anyone.
it's a beautiful, I mean, the ballroom is amazing, but the lodge rooms are amazing too. So I'll have to show you around one day when we can all be with
you. Oh, for sure. Yes.
You know, it's clear based on the videos that you sent me and also just talking to you guys, how much you love dance and how much it means to you guys. And also, I wanted to ask you, you know, stories about your students. You've been there for 15, 16 years now. Tell me about some stories you have with some of your students and the successes you've seen from them, and just what dance has meant to them.
That's kind of, I mean, it's a pretty good question. I might need a minute to think about that. I mean, basically, I always see it as a success story, even if it's small in the sense, like someone comes into the studio, starts learning how to dance, like, and this is at any level, and you can just tell that they really are enjoying themselves being there, you know, and they really look forward to coming to the Masonic. And they really enjoying their lessons. And this is, like I said, for a beginner class or for any level. I mean, those are like, even like we have lots of those little stories. And I would say even that is a success story, right? Because you're kind of, you feel like you're giving, you're giving something to them. Like you're giving them, we feel like lucky that we, I would say on a pretty consistent basis, we can give that. I suppose like on a competitive level, like of course, when we see students do well in competitions, whether it's our kids, and we have a boy now, he's in his early 20s, he's made dancing his career, and he actually started with us. He lives in Toronto now. And then some of our pro-amps, like pro-am students, you know, any of our competitive students who do well too, that also makes us happy because we feel that all the knowledge and skill that we've worked so hard for, we've given it to them. And in a way, you can feel like a part of their success.
One thing I find is some of my students, when they've come in, you know, they may have had a hard day at work or something may be troubling them, but, you know, a lot of them have made comments that after the lesson they say, oh, that was like a great therapy session. You know, whether they learnt a lot or not from their dancing, it kind of was a nice break for them from their normal, usual hustle and bustle. And what I love is also seeing them feeling like either happy that it's kind of made them forget about their day, you know, just for that small moment. Or some of them have felt happy that they've, you know, achieved a certain goal in their dancing or technique and they feel better about it. Or sometimes they feel like hungry because they may not have, you know, achieved what they can, but they have the skill set now to achieve, you know, a certain technical move or technical thing. And so in general, I enjoy leaving my clients, you know, better than the way they came in, you know, and generally that's the case. I always find clients come in, they're like, yeah, my day was good. And then by the time they leave, they're happier, you know, and they're feeling much better about themselves. So I guess that's the story I can give, or the reward I feel that I can give to people and they give back to me. It's just the happiness that, you know, we can give. And even if it goes down to like beginner couples, like sometimes the best couples to teach are beginner couples because they absolutely love, you know, learning a few steps together. You know what I mean? They've never danced together, and then they achieve a simple box stepper and a simple turn, and you can just see their faces light up. And yeah, they feel great. They go away feeling really happy about their dancing. So
that's, it's, you know, anybody who, if you just put time and effort into anything, you're going to get better. And to have coaches such as yourselves who help them along, yeah, I can see how it definitely make them feel better, right, as they go through.
Yep.
Now, we're really lucky that our job is so rewarding. So hopefully we can get back to normal soon.
I think we're all waiting for back to normal. You mentioned at the start, or, you know, talking about the facility, the Masonic Temple, you know, the beautiful wood floors, the disco ball. People love that disco ball. It's funny, I posted a couple pictures of the ballroom on Facebook, because the building itself was built in 1921, and they used to have dances there all through the 40s, 50s, 60s. Everybody commented on
it. It's almost 100 years old.
It will be next year, yeah.
Wow. We need to have a party for that.
we can have dancing, too.
There we go.
There's an idea.
By next year, we should be able to have a party there.
You know, celebrate.
Don't jinx it. Knock on wood.
Yeah.
Do you guys... you know, moving forward, I mean, right now, I guess everybody's plan is just get back to normal life again, I suppose. But, you know, moving forward is, I'm sure you guys are excited about returning to the Masonic Temple and starting dance classes again. Also, we do have some American brethren who, American Masons and Americans who watch this. You guys also run classes in the States, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, we teach majority privates, but we do group classes across there as well.
And if they contact you, with the contact information you provided, they can get information about classes in the States as well, right?
Yes. Yes.
So I know you said the next big thing you got is a Zoom party, I guess, coming up, a Zoom.
Yes, event. This Saturday at 8 p.m.
Nice. And then... is your Zoom class schedule the same Tuesdays, Thursdays?
For our social dancers, it's pretty much the same. It's on Tuesday. We're actually starting a new session of classes next week on Tuesday. So there on the website. For our advanced dancers at the moment, that's on Wednesday, Saturday, which is a bit different. And then our ladies Latin classes on Thursday, so it's primarily the same. So
yeah. We try and keep the same. We do have some advanced classes that we do run on Wednesdays and Saturdays, but they're for some of our competitive students, so we have students that compete and students that just social dance.
Yes.
But we welcome everyone to try them. They're just a little more advanced. If you've had some dance experience, then it's okay to dance in these classes, and if you haven't, then it's going to be a little more advanced. But, you know, I've had some people try it and see how they feel, and then if it works for them, it works. If not, then
starting off though Tuesday, we have a beginner class starting next week on Tuesday at 7:30. So yeah, if you wanted to try a class with us, that would be that would be the class to come to.
So you talked about having different. This is one thing I wanted to mention about the Masonic Temple, and also about you guys. You mentioned you have different, you know, ages and skill levels that you teach. You know, the Masonic Temple does have, you know, an elevator, and it's able to assist people with maybe mobility impairments who are less mobile. But if somebody was, say, had a mobility impairment or had some difficulty, you guys would still be able to teach them some dance moves as well, things like that. They could take advantage of the program.
Yeah, I mean, as long as, of course, it's important for people to not do anything that's at a risk to their health, right? So, when people first start off in the beginner class, I would really definitely say it's gentle, gentle movement. You know, if people can walk okay, they're, you know, they should be able to take the class. But of course, you have to speak to, you know, medical professionals if they, you know, if dancing is, you know, okay for them. But yeah, ballroom dancing at the beginning, especially if you're taking a beginner class, is very, very gentle, and it's exercise, but it's nothing extreme. So it's a good way. Most people can do it.
Perfect. Yeah, because, you know, if any Masons are out there watching, I'm not saying Masons are older, but we have some older members.
Yeah. We have all ages. That's always what I think is the good thing about dancing, is that you can really start at any age. You can start as a young child. You can start, as an adult, as an older adult, and you can really enjoy it at any age or any level. So it's not, which I think is good, right? Like I said, any age or any level you can enjoy it in some way. I mean, Richard has a few students. Like, you have one student, early 80s. She takes private lessons with Richard. She actually does some competitions too. Is she early?
Yeah. Yes. So we teach ages from, like, the youngest is like 4, and, you know, the oldest we have at the moment is like 82. So
we
teach everything in between.
Well, an 82-year-old, that makes me feel very lazy.
I know. It's actually inspiring. We have so many students that inspire us. They're like in such good shape.
That is awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for taking this time. And everybody who's watching, please click on all the links below and check out Ballroom at its Best videos and the competitions. I know it seems, you mentioned before that, you guys like to stay in your room or whatever it is, but you're part of the Masonic Temple, you're part of the Masonic Temple family, and we're really grateful to have you there, because it's just, you add so much life to the building, having dance lessons there and recitals, so it's much appreciated.
Oh, great. Well, I'm glad.
We enjoy being there. The feeling's the same.
All right, thank you guys so much. Stay safe and wash your hands. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Wait, I can do this somehow.
I think it's still recording.